From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As tasting rooms reopen at many California wineries, vintners and grape growers wait to see how customers respond to new requirements. Counties that have allowed tasting rooms to reopen also require smaller groups of patrons, observing social distancing with masks for staff and visitors. The closure of tasting rooms during the pandemic has been especially difficult for small wineries that depend on them for most of their sales. The dairy industry has been celebrating June Dairy Month for a long time. In the wake of COVID-19, Serena Schaffner, Senior Vice President of Communications for Dairy Management, says the checkoff has been focusing on how to help dairy farmers make the most impact in the current world. She tells DairyHerd.com one easy way farmers can encourage their neighbors to donate milk to those in need is the Give a Gallon program, a year-round partnership between DMI and Feeding America. The U.S. will take action early and often to challenge violations of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement once it takes effect July 1st. That's according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who tells AgWeb.com the U.S. plans to initiate consultations with Mexico about its failure to approve any U.S. biotech products over the past 2 years. He says the U.S. will also closely monitor Canada's implementation of the agreement's provision on U.S. dairy sales. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.